The future Mrs. Kent is a picture of loveliness today, is she not?
The inspector says, making our French teacher blush. Do be careful no one is hurt, Mr. Kent, she says, dismissing his kindness.
I shall afford your charges the utmost care, Mademoiselle Lafarge,
he answers, and her face softens. I know you shall, Mr. Kent, she says, returning the compliment. Inspector Kent's bushy moustache hides his smile, but we catch the twinkle in his eyes.
Now, ladies,
he says, wheeling one of the bicycles toward us.
Who would like to ride?
Several of the younger girls bounce in excitement and beg to be chosen. But of course it's Felicity who marches forward, and the question is answered. I shall go first, she says.
Very well. Have you ridden before?
He asks. Yes, at Falmore Hall, she answers, naming her family's estate in the country. She mounts the wobbling bicycle, and I fear she'll land in a heap upon the ground, but she gives the pedals a solid push, and then she's off, wheeling effortlessly about the grass. We clap and cheer. Cecily is next. Inspector Kent runs beside her, keeping her aloft. When he threatens to let go, she throws her arms about his neck and screams. Martha doesn't fare much better. She falls over, and though she has injured nothing more than her pride, she refuses to remount. The workmen snicker, apparently amused to see us fine ladies so undone by such a simple piece of machinery, one they could fashion with their bare hands. Felicity returns from her second go on the bicycle. Inspector Kent is helping Anne with her turn. Oh, Gemma, Felicity says, breathless and pink-cheeked. You must have a ride. It's simply marvellous. Here, I'll help you. She places my hands upon the unwieldy handlebars. My arms shake as I straddle the bicycle. It is the most awkward thing I have ever attempted. Now sit, Felicity instructs. I struggle to perch on the high seat and lose my balance, splaying out over the handlebars in a most unladylike fashion. Oh, Gemma! Felicity laughs, doubled over. I grab the handlebars with renewed determination. Right, all I need is a proper push and I'll be off, I say with a sniff. Steady the beast, if you please.
Do you speak of the bicycle or of your behind?
Felicity! I hiss. She rolls her eyes. Get on, then. I swallow the lump in my throat and hoist myself onto the spectacularly uncomfortable seat. I grip the handlebars so tightly my knuckles ache. I lift one foot. The iron beast sways, and I put my foot down again quickly, my heart beating fast.
You won't get far that way, Felicity scolds. You have to let go.
But how? I say, alarmed.
Just let go.
With a solid push, Felicity launches me across the grass and down the slight hill toward the dirt path. Time seems to stand still. I am terrified and exhilarated all at once.
Pedal, Gemma! Felicity screams. Just keep pedalling!
My feet push jerkily against the pedals, propelling me forward, but the handlebars have a mind of their own. I cannot control them.
You will behave, bicycle!
A rush of power surges through my veins. Suddenly, the bicycle is very light. It's no trouble at all to keep it moving.
Ha! I shout in exultation. Magic! I am saved!
I descend a small hill and come round the other side, the picture of Gibson girl Grace. The crowd on the lawn cheers. Cecily stares at me, open-mouthed.
There's a good girl, Inspector Kent calls. Like she was born to it.